This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're in Clearwater. Our spring training coverage is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, we will be back in studio tomorrow, but the WIP morning show will be here in Clearwater tomorrow and Friday, so you can listen to that. They will not have Bryce Harper or Trey Turner as we talk to them.
That's right.
But if you, or Jesus Luzardo, but if you'd like to hear those interviews, you can do it in the Odyssey app, or you can subscribe to the WIP Afternoon Show podcast. But I know what you're waiting for. You're waiting for everybody's favorite part of the show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
As always, these trips are very eventful. There's a lot going on. We don't get to hang out outside the show very often. So we're always taking notes.
Well, and you're always
I'm always taking notes.
Yeah, let's be honest.
We as a community. Now, four of the top five are things that happened on our trip. Number one is a disgraceful act that happened on the morning show. Number five, the funniest thing that happened today, is that Ike finally paid for Lenny's. We went to Lenny's this morning after years.
This one time we didn't go to Lenny's.
Promising to take everyone out to breakfast, and him always finding a convenient excuse to not make it happen. And he almost got bailed out today by the rain, but we said, not today. It goes down today. So that bit, totally over. Ike, was a great breakfast.
Thank God
thank
it's
you.
Over.
Yep.
Thank God it's over.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Ike. Thank you again for breakfast.
You're welcome. Yes.
Yep. Yep. I had Gator.
You did have Gator omelet.
Yeah.
How about that?
It was damn good. Now, I did have grits. I don't get grits.
There it is. There's another moment, another strike against you in a certain.
There's no taste.
Oh, man. You had cheese in them.
I had cheese in them.
You got to throw a little hot sauce
some
in there,
butter,
too.
No damn hot sauce.
I kept loading the salt
on. Some people do use that. I don't. I just go butter, salt, and pepper. So I need is butter, salt, and pepper.
They're fine. I didn't add much. I should have got the home fries. That's on me. Home fries never miss.
Home fries is
an easy one.
Yeah, it's a staple.
So I keep trying the grits because I hear how good they are. And I'm always disappointed.
Yeah, I don't think grits are a thing you can get into late in life, actually.
What does that even mean?
Well, because I think if you grow up, what does that mean? Because if you grow up eating them, I think it's like you get a taste for them. It's like it's part of growing up.
It's like me eating, scrapple.
Or avocado, guacamole. You don't like guacamole.
I didn't grow up eating either.
Right. So I think it's just like it's a grow up eating. You get to this point in your life, you've had things that are probably better than grits. You don't want to take the step over to grits. I get it. There's nothing wrong.
It's a good breakdown of why I don't eat
grits. Well, I'm just saying. I get it. Home fries are probably better. But if you grew up eating grits, you probably like grits.
I feel bad. Anyway, the fourth funniest thing that happened today, speaking of the morning show.
It's not a big Northeast thing.
It's not a Northeast. Yeah. Speaking of the morning show, not to prance on someone's grave, but they've been delayed for about 90 minutes. I mean, it sounds like the trip from hell.
Wait, is that the number four
thing?
Yeah,
it's just funny.
No, they took off, though.
I know, but they had to board the plane, and then they had to deboard the plane and wait for 60 to 90. It just stopped being such losers.
Jack, we're not home yet.
Oh, that is a good point.
We still have to go
point.
To the airport tomorrow.
That's a really good point. That could have been the biggest jinx of all time.
Exactly.
What are you doing? It's one thing to make fun of the fact that they have to wait off air. But on air? In front of everyone?
I'm like, yeah, we...
Oh, you are going to get cooked tomorrow if we get delayed.
We still have to take off ourselves, yeah.
I got no worries about
it. Well, now I do.
Good. And, well, Nick, you do so well with all the anxieties you have.
You know me. You know me. I'll probably be totally fine. I'm actually not bad at flight delays unless we're on the plane. If we're in the airport, it's whatever. But when you're on the plane. Now,
who do you think was handling it the worst?
Yeah, it's Seltzer.
By far, right?
By far.
Oh, yeah, he's got the family with him.
Yeah.
He's got the family. He's got his sort of way of... Seltzer's always... almost shot out of a cannon.
Oh yeah,
he's not a good waiter.
No.
I just not in terms of a job. Like he's not good.
Well, he
at
actually
waiting.
Was a waiter at one point, but he's not good at being patient.
I tell you what though, it's great they took him back to the gate and let him deboard. Right?
Rather than just sitting on there
and wondering.
Let him off the plane, yeah.
Yeah.
Kids move around, man.
I would say Seltzer is the worst. Second worst would probably be Richie. Because Richie seems like this sort of laid-back guy, but he has inner rage. He has an inner rage. I've seen it before.
Me too.
And the fact that nobody would be doing anything to fix the problem would bring out, even though there's nothing anybody could do, there's storms. So number two would be Richie, and then number three would be DeCamera, who I think would probably be, his face would be red, he'd be putting his hand through his hair a lot. He would be tired and inner anxious, but would not be projecting his anxiety.
Well, but he would just sit there with his headphones in, I feel like. I feel like he'd handle it the best. I don't think he'd react much.
No, outwardly,
Seltzer is probably shaking the entire plane with his
legs.
Yes.
Big shaker.
The third funniest thing that happened today is Spike almost killed us.
I knew that was going to be on the list.
I mean, you didn't even see the car coming.
I didn't.
And you just, because you were angry about something else. Once again, your anger dictating your decision.
It's been a day. It's been a frustrating day.
You have some.
Seriously, bro.
You just whipped out in front of this car.
Whoa, man, slow down.
Yeah.
I'm driving. In front of everyone.
So last time we came down here, Ike was the name on the rental car. This time it's me. And I'll admit, it's been a lot of pressure, because I know you guys are judging how I'm driving.
All the time.
My name was on the reservations?
Last time.
Why would they do that?
Well, because there was only you two last time. Because remember, I didn't even work at IP yet. I was still at WFAN when we did these last time.
Oh, you didn't meet us at the airport.
Yeah.
You did. You met us at the airport.
Yes, I met you at the airport. Yes.
But it was still under my name.
It was under your name.
Okay.
Yes. So what happened today was we got into the car. I was already frustrated I'm going through this house stuff right now with the contractors and the buying and the selling and the picking out the wood and
Really?
Yeah. And
what's your type?
And I was frustrated in the car. We went to turn, and it was a combination of frustrated in the car and the one blind spot I always get nailed by is the corner front windshield passenger side between the front windshield and the passenger side window.
Yeah, believe me.
And that's where it was. It almost got you.
Yeah, I'm in the passenger seat.
I almost got you.
I see this happening in slow motion. Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Did you see this car?
Yeah. Ike was like, yo, man. Yeah. It was actually, you didn't even yell.
Well, I didn't want to panic. I didn't know if you saw it or not.
I didn't see it at all.
Yep. And then like a true deer at headlights. You just stopped, and there's cars coming the other way.
Well, that car was a quarter mile away. We were fine. It was going 15 miles an hour. Mike was not going to die from that car. I just wanted to make sure that the car that I cut off rudely knew that I was sorry as I waved to them. I'm sorry, that's on me. That was on me. I knew Jack was going to bring it up. It was on me. I think I've been fine otherwise, but that moment definitely on me.
Yeah. I admit I had forgot about that, Jack.
I did not. I knew it was going to be in the top five of five today.
Awkward brake checks by you out of nowhere too. Just a little like jolt.
Yeah.
Well, because I don't want to die. You know, I see something.
Oh yeah, you thought a trash bag?
Yeah, it was a trash
bag.
I thought it was animal. I didn't want to hit the animal.
Got problems.
I felt like George in Seinfeld, where it's like
spotting all the raccoons.
And it's like, George, those were mailboxes. That's what I felt like it was. It was that moment.
The second
Did I ever tell you the story? Hold on. of the time that I thought a trash bag was a turtle?
What?
Which turtle?
A ghost turtle? Okay. Quick story? Do you want it?
Yeah, I don't
It's care. Very funny.
Yeah. We got time.
Okay, so I was on my honeymoon with my wife, and that's who you go on your honeymoon with.
Yep.
And we got down there.
Important distinction.
And true story, I had never done any drugs before in my entire life.
Right.
No marijuana, no anything. So she's in the
shower. Marijuana is not a drug.
Well, it is a drug. It's a legal drug at this point, but it's a drug. So she's in the shower, and I Google, is it legal to smoke marijuana in Aruba? And the answer is no, it's not, but it is not criminally enforced.
Yeah.
So then I Google, can you order marijuana like on the internet in Aruba?
Yeah.
And I found some guy's email address.
Yeah.
So I emailed the guy and I'm like, I would like to order some pot from you. And he said, what hotel are you at? I'm like, I'm at Pacuti Antares. He's like, okay, here's how much it is. I'll meet you out in the front, whatever. So my wife gets out of the shower. I tell her, I just ordered some pot on the internet to prove to you that I'm really relaxed. We smoke it, and I say, hey, I don't really feel anything. You know, I didn't feel anything. So she took some pictures while it was happening. And in the picture, I see a ghost turtle that was there while we were smoking the weed. A literal white turtle. It was a ghost of a turtle. I run to the shower. I scream to her, Val, there was a ghost turtle there while we were smoking the pot. She comes out of the shower, she looks at the picture, and she said, Brett, that's a trash bag.
That was so it worked. Happened.
Yeah.
Weed was stronger than you
the
thought.
The weed was stronger than I thought. Yeah. Thought it was a turtle.
That happened in your gummy situation, too.
Yeah. Well, that was way worse. So this time I was having fun. I didn't have fun with the gummies.
That's good.
What's number two?
You smoked a lot of weed, man. I'm trying to find that out.
Yeah.
One time.
Reefer Eskin.
Nah, I don't do it anymore.
Reefer.
Yeah.
Not even
Reefer Madness.
Term.
Yep.
Yeah.
I actually don't really need to know what it is.
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah, you're not even old enough to know that.
Just trying to keep up with the slang terms.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I mean?
It was called Reefer at one point.
Yeah.
That's a joint.
Reefer, joint.
Yeah. I listened to the songs from
Rap
the 90s.
Songs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Hershey. You got that Puffin' Hershey? You got that Smoking Trees?
Oh,
yep.
God.
Yep.
Yeah. Spike, we get it.
Yep. You smoked weed one time. We get it.
No, I was just going for rap song references at that point. Yep. All right, what's next?
Second funniest thing that happened today. Is we had to run to the car, right? This is maybe not even a football field away. We get in the car.
Yeah.
You would have thought.
Yeah, 40, 50 yards.
You would have thought Ike like just got done running a marathon. This guy, still in good shape. It took him like 5 minutes to catch his breath. I was like, oh, my God.
True, that was at least 40, 45 yards.
Bro. I was like, man. Go on a jog one time.
At least 45 yards, and I think came in third behind me and Angelina.
Yeah, well, Angelina turned into Saquon.
Yeah. Well, that beard, when it gets wet, I imagine is kind of annoying. You know, he's got a big beard.
I was in front of who?
Me?
Jack. Yeah. That's a good point.
Again, I'm not there for speed.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But I wasn't up and
above. I'm the one that's 50.
That's fine. Plenty of 50-year-olds.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you came in last.
Well, Ike said he could still... Ike made it seem like he was going to run a 40.
Well, he did run a 40. It was just like a 9.6 40.
I didn't say I wouldn't be tired afterwards.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. He ran a 40. A 40 is just the distance. Doesn't really... You can run a 40 in all sorts of time.
But the number one funniest thing that happened today is just a disgraceful lack of respect for an all-time Cincinnati Bengal from whatever, from our own Devin Caney on the morning show.
Uh-oh.
Listen to this audio.
The Philadelphia Eagles, best organization in football. Everybody on a team that earns a big contract, you are rewarded. Like, man, it's kudos to the Eagles. Like, the draft is coming up soon. I'm praying if I'm in the draft that I get drafted to the Philadelphia Eagles, the way they treat their guys.
That was TJ Houshmandizé on Best Ones Speak.
Who?
I knew she messed up the last name.
Houshmandizé?
That was TJ Houshmandizé.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not even close.
He was almost an Eagle. Well, he was one of the guys we were obsessed with one offseason.
TJ, who's your mama?
Yeah.
Houshmandizé.
Houshmandizé.
Larry Fitz, Houshmandizé. Anquan Boldin.
Yeah.
Those were the three every single year.
Yeah.
Fitzgerald, we were always going to trade for. The guy never left the team. ever. Like, no. For a 10 years.
Never went anywhere.
Yeah, we're going to trade for Larry Fitzgerald. Can I hear that again, Buzz?
That was TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Whoa.
Mandzadeh.
Wow. Yeah,
mean,
that's
please.
Rough.
Brush up on your mid-2000s football, DK.
Yeah. Well, he was a very strong number two wide receiver for a little while there.
Oh, yeah. He's with that – was that –
It was Chad Johnson.
Yeah, it was Chad.
Palmer.
And Chris Henry. Remember Chris Henry?
Yeah.
Before he passed? Yeah.
His kid's going to Ohio State now, right?
Yeah, he is.
Icky Woods. Anyway, I'm just naming Bengals at this point.
Icky, man. Icky's still a great. Yeah. I still love you, Icky.
So this hour brought to you by Guide Adorned Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guide Adorned Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. So Eagles so far this offseason, Eagles win the Super Bowl, and so far here is what we have seen. For offensive coordinator, which is a big job, they keep Kevin Petullo, their pass game coordinator, ends up getting that job. So they keep Kevin Petullo. That is
good move.
Move number one. Well, we'll see.
A good move.
Well, we'll see. He doesn't have like a.
I'm just saying it was a good move from an idea and a strategy standpoint. Continuity matters. Keeping guys together. This is how we repeat.
Can you at least concede they should have done interviews or no? Because we haven't heard anything about it. You would have thought something would have been leaked out at this point.
Listen, I'm good that they didn't do any interviews. They knew who they wanted.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Like the offense this year, right?
Me?
Yeah.
Not really.
Not really.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say after that.
They're like seventh in scoring.
Oh, no. Yeah, how bad was your seventh in scoring?
They should have been.
How terrible could they be?
They should have been top three.
27 points a game.
They should have been 30-something. They were kind of disappointing.
From an offensive perspective.
We're going to add the passing game was a little disappointing.
Yes, it was.
All right, we can point out what it was.
Well, that's half of the offense. Well, 40% of the offense. Yeah, yeah.
Third of the offense, yeah.
I was going to say, what is 59% is the run? Okay. Yeah. So they keep Kevin Petullo. Mm-hmm. They give $41 million to Saquon Barkley, yep. $36 million guaranteed. Mm. They re-sign Zach Bond to a mm-hmm. three-year deal, mm-hmm. $41 million with $36 million guaranteed. They cut Darius Slay. Mm-hmm. The other things that we're waiting on what's going to happen with tight end. I can't remember.
Dallas Goedert.
Zach Ertz.
Who it seems like either they're going to extend or they're going to cut. I think those are probably the two options mm-hmm. with Dallas Goedert. And then we find out what happens with the other three big free agents, Mekhi Becton, Milton Williams, and Josh Sweat. So far, how do you feel about what they've done?
I feel good.
Yeah.
You know, nothing surprisingly has happened just yet from the standpoint where I would feel like the team has taken a step back. We'll see what happens with Mekhi Becton. I've already, most of us, have anticipated that Sweat and Williams may be gone. So Becton would be the one that would kind of surprise me. And then where else would I look? I would look then it becomes, for me, it becomes more about what they do in the draft. Like from a free agent standpoint, I could see them waiting for that first wave of free agency to go through and then see what's left out there. You know how that big money goes through the first 3 or 4 days of free agency?
That's when everybody gets overpaid.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when the big money's spent.
And then the Eagles sit back and wait and see what's out there. I mean, listen, it didn't work out, but very similar to what they did with Devin White. They waited on Devin White, right? They got him the first or second wave.
And also, there will be post June 1st cuts and all that kind of stuff
And Howie likes to remind everybody that free agency doesn't end in March. You know, free agency is really the whole offseason. So he's letting us know that he's always got his eye on players out there. And if something shake loose, the Eagles are a team of destination. So players want to come here. Right, so you may wind up getting some of these veterans who can't find a deal out there that they want, take a 1 year deal with the Eagles.
Yeah, I think I don't hate anything that they've done,
mm-hmm.
but to me it is like I have to wait and see for sure. Because I still the Kevin not interviewing anyone will drive me crazy.
All right.
So that will consider to drive me crazy.
We got to really wait till the season gets here to find out about
whether
it.
Petullo's good or not.
Yeah.
100%. Now, Petullo could still be good, and I still think they should have talked to people. All that said, but it's we have no like way of judging how good an offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo is going to be. We can say that the Saquon money is not going to prevent them from spending other money, and we may never know because it may never be a cap reason.
Right.
But it is still, Elliott said, well, they probably just guaranteed the money that wasn't guaranteed in his contract. Well, that's only 12 of it, so that's $28 million more dollars. About that,
so he's saying they're still added some more money in there.
There is. I mean, like, it doesn't add up. Even if they guaranteed every dollar that wasn't guaranteed in his previous contract, mm-hmm. it's still $29 million more dollars. So, like, it's still money that they're spending. It is still a lot of money to commit $70 million to a linebacker and a running back, and the running back being probably on the. Was absolutely awesome this year, but you're almost certain, we are almost certain next year is going to be a worse year for Saquon Barkley than it was this year. And it's very rare that you give somebody money like that where you're saying out loud, the next 2 years are definitely not going to be as good as the last year was.
Yeah.
So they can say that it's not going to prevent them from doing anything, and if it doesn't, that's great news, but it might be hard for us to ever know if that comes to pass, because it's a maybe less of a cap issue and more of a money out of the pocket issue, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I still feel like when this thing finally shakes loose, meaning the contract, and we see exactly what the details are of the contract, you know, it won't surprise me if there's some funny money in there somewhere to where it says, it makes more sense to us. Maybe some roster bonuses that are out there in the future for him where that guaranteed money is there. Really is how much did he get up front for doing this deal? And if the Eagles, I don't know if they gave him an extra $10 million or not, but for them, that's the reward for what he did this year and how much of this next contract has incentive-based stuff in there. So I want to see those numbers. And with Zach Bond, his numbers as well. His real money versus what the money is on a contract. Elliott said he thought it might be a 2-year deal where they can sort of get out of it after 2 years. Well, that money up front, that guaranteed money is really what matters. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me if that was around the $20 million range.
I think overall – this offseason is going to be one that people could feel good about, but will be really hard to tell what kind of offseason it was until the season, because we're going to be talking about draft picks that aren't top draft picks.
Yep.
We're talking about free agents that aren't big, you know, high level free agents, and we're going to be depending on Saquon Barkley and Zach Bond and on some level to repeat the performance they did last year, which was all time performance for two guys that are in their late 20s.
I'm less concerned about Saquon.
Really?
Yeah. He's not going to get 2,000 yards.
Yeah.
But if he were to get 1,300, 1,400 yards rushing, I could take that with no problem and be happy with it. Zach Bond, I'm happy he got paid, I'm happy he's still here. But that's still 1 year of doing it.
Yep.
And can you repeat that, right? Can you continue to play at that level? We're going to have to find out about that. And now, listen, they got to bring – you mentioned this yesterday. They got to bring in some guys that have not won that can sort of bring that hunger to the environment as well. You don't want everybody getting paid and everybody sitting back resting on their laurels this offseason like a fat cat. You need some guys in there a little tight, a little hungry too. And Nick Sirianni changing the culture this year, man.
Yeah, well,
tighten that thing up
and
make it tougher again.
Yeah, we also like what we've heard out of Sirianni this offseason anyway. I think all of us. And the thing I'd worry about with Saquon, by the way, is not production as much as because I like if they go into it and they want to lower his load even better. To me, it's I say this with due respect, is injury. Is a lot of the post 400 touches things you see either nagging injuries, but you also see broke foot, played 4 games, tore ACL, that sort of thing. So for his sake and for the team's sake, I hope that isn't what happens. All right, we are in Clearwater. at BayCare Ballpark.
We BayCare.
The beautiful view of the field from the radio booth. A lot different vibe than we dealt with yesterday over there at the Tiki Bar, over there at Frenchie's. Our spring training coverage is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.